You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 4 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases in the current outbreak to 65. Health Minister Martin Foley says 3 of the new cases are members of a family linked to the West Melbourne cluster of infections. They include 2 parents and a grade 5 aged child.
We have an indeterminate result on another child, and we are currently investigating the nature of that case today. The remaining case for today, is a primary close contact of an existing case, and they were in quarantine during their infectious period.
Meanwhile, a variant of COVID-19 previously only seen in hotel quarantine in Australia has been detected in Victoria. The mutation first identified in India and now dominant there is known as Delta. Genomic sequencing has identified the highly transmissible variant in 2 people in the West Melbourne cluster. There are 7 cases linked to the cluster. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says a family of 4 had travelled to Jervis Bay in New South Wales.
There isn't much information about severity of illness with this variant, although there are some anecdotal reports of greater severity of illness in children, as well as potential increased transmissibility in children. So we've got concerns for that reason.
And authorities are trying to establish the source of the family's infection. The parents don't work in high-risk settings, such as hotel quarantine. Their close contacts were identified a couple of days ago, and including many from North Melbourne Primary School. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Weimer, says conversations are happening with colleagues around the country on potential links with positive cases in their care.
Are there any other examples of positive cases that have not yet been sequenced that we can do more information around? Obviously, that work's also happening within Victoria, so we're looking at any records we have of positive cases in hotel quarantine, the vast majority of which do get sequenced, any diplomats that have returned, any sea ships that have returned, any other cases that might have come into our community.
And the Victorian government says work to create a purpose-built quarantine facility in the state is already underway after the Commonwealth approved the plan and agreed to fund construction this week. The state government has received expressions of interest, and acting Victorian Premier James Molino says design and planning work has begun. He says the Commonwealth is yet to decide if the facility will be located in Mickleham or Avalon.
This is a priority for both governments. We'll work with the Commonwealth in terms of if there's any way that we can fast track all of the planning processes. We want to get construction happening as soon as possible. We want to get this open as soon as possible. So I'm very, very pleased that we've reached this agreement.
And 2 cases of coronavirus used to justify Melbourne's lockdown extension have been reclassified as false positives, raising hopes that Victorian restrictions could be lifted early. Health authorities believed the infections were cases of fleeting transmission. Meanwhile, the Australian Education Union says some of its members are anxious about having to return to the classroom to teach Year 11 and Year 12 students while Melbourne is in a lockdown period. The union says it's been encouraging teachers over 40 to get vaccinated, but says its younger members don't yet have access to COVID-19 vaccinations. President of the Victorian branch of the AEU, Meredith Peace, says she wants all teachers put on the vaccine priority list.
There's no doubt there'll be a degree of nervousness from staff in schools about returning in the current lockdown. Certainly our members have been saying to us they want to be prioritised for vaccines. They would feel a lot safer if they're able to get access to those vaccines when they're required to be at work.
A National Cabinet has agreed to move towards making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for disability and aged care workers in Australia if needed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he sought further advice from the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee about how mandatory vaccination can be brought in safely over a suitable time frame. But he says it will ultimately be up to the states and territories to implement it through public health orders.
I was very firmly of this view and supported strongly by states and territories that we need to look at how we can do this safely. But the first point is, if you're working in aged care, indeed working in disability care, I should have noted that both of those have been referred to the HPPC, we encourage you to go and get that vaccination.
And the reporting of all aged care worker vaccinations will be made mandatory from the 15th of June. Meanwhile, all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, as well as users of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and their carers, are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine if they're aged over 16. Access will also be brought forward for people aged 40 to 49. And Queensland is preparing to vaccinate 15,000 people this weekend, with new hubs opening for the first time around the state. And for health and support measures currently in place, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.